Well, good evening to all of you folks and everyone listening by radio via tape. We're so glad you're here this morning, even though it's 8 o'clock at night. Jace, we've been practicing our second week. Mike did a put to song one of the catechism questions. It's on page 1, 2, 3, on the back of page 3. It's question 2, what is your only comfort in life and death? And so, last week we had a new version, but this week we're going to have the old version, I think. Okay. All right, here we're going to try it. I'm turning the mic off so that you guys don't have my voice recorded. Okay. Puritan leaders. Who wrote that song again? It's Michael Haggerty. Okay, guys, last week we did session 3, samples of family worship. And you remember we kind of went through a bunch of different kinds of models. So we went through kind of a formal model. Folks that would really kind of, or more liturgical, might try to incorporate. We went through kind of an elementary school model, kind of an upper and lower a model, what that might look like. Maybe using a devotional we went through with maybe a like morning and evening devotions, something like that, how that could turn into a family worship. We looked at kind of an acting it out model, kind of in a lower elementary school model, what that might look like. We talked about a topical model as well, just really addressing maybe there's an issue in the family that you want to talk about, and maybe you just kind of make the family worship around that topic with a couple scriptures, etc. Did kind of like a 5-minute model, kind of a cup of coffee model, what that might look like. And really, remember, we were trying to say that we don't have to be or use these elaborate methodologies to somehow qualify for, you know, this is what family worship has to look like. But remember, there's just a multifaceted way that and means that we can use and just constructing this time. And we said, what did we say from previous times? We said, really, there's 3 major components usually when we talk about that. Remember the 3 major elements, components, family worship? Song, Bible, and prayer. You know, I've had many times with family worship where we haven't sang any song. Usually we always pray. Usually we always are reading something. Sometimes we've done family worship and we haven't used the Bible. You know, we've prayed and then we've talked about a topic and we've kind of brought the Bible in, but we haven't used that. Typically we do. But again, so even like the catechism model, you know, maybe you were taking kind of fleshing out what we were just singing there. Maybe you would sing a song there and then you begin to flesh that out and talk about just the different components, you know, of the question and answer of a catechism question. You know, and that could be something very helpful for family worship. So we didn't get to, I didn't develop kind of systematic theology model, sermon model. I think sermon model would be a one that would be very helpful just because it's low maintenance on your part usually. You know, if just whether you're listening to a sermon on the radio, everyone listens to it, or if you have an older family and you are just talking about kind of the sermon from the morning before. And that just makes makes a wonderful family worship where maybe you just read the passage again, you talk about it again. And really that's one day, you know, out of 7 that you don't, you know, have to worry about, you know, Christian article or model or, you know, just different things. I didn't do this, but I sent a link home to my kids yesterday. And we do this a lot, that if I see a story, if I see something, I want them to view and then we'll talk about it. So there was a thing yesterday and we didn't end up talking about it. I think we have before. We were following this kid who was diagnosed with cancer, and he was a 17-year-old kid. And he made a song. He wanted to just kind of leave kind of a legacy or whatever. And he wrote a song and lots of people kind of joined in. It really went kind of viral. It was really, really neat, really cool story. Well, he just died like this week. So it's been months and months. So they already knew that. I already sent them the link before. And so I sent them again the link about 22-minute, just kind of behind the scenes, who this kid was, interviewed his family, and they were saying goodbye to him. And I mean, it was just really powerful. But the thing that was brought to the fore for me was one of the things that he said is like, you know what, I wish everyone would learn to live like I'm living now, like they were dying, because their lives would be so much different. And he was so joyful. I don't know if he was a Christian. You know, it seemed like he had such a good family life and a solid dad, solid mom, 3 siblings. There were 2 boys, 2 girls. And it was just evident, and they said it numbers of times, how much they loved one another, etc. But just thought, boy, that's a great topic for family worship. You know, to show something like that, a video on the computer or whatever. Hey, let's just look at this and let's talk about our own lives. Let's talk about, how we're living. Are we living for what's most important? You know, how can we be more like, you know, that kid? How can we make sure we're not wasting it? And just things like that, just everyday occurrences, I think can turn into such rich times as you're talking about these things, and then you're just applying, you know, hey, what the Bible says. You're taking a biblical worldview. Some of our best times together, I don't have this on there, this is kind of sacrilegious, but kind of the movie model. Those have been really powerful times for us where we've kind of evaluated, watched a movie together, and then, you know, I mean, John would know, we just turn the movie off and we say, well, let's talk about it. And then we talk about it and we try to bring the Bible to bear on worldviews that are being espoused, on things that might have links to different things Jesus might have said or what have you. And, you know, certainly that's not opening up the Bible, and it probably wouldn't qualify for the strict interpretation of this is what family worship looks like. But again, remember that our opening talk was about having conviction, and part of it was from, remember, Deuteronomy 6:4, that talks about, you know, we're to talk about God, we're about to teach our kids, you know, when we rise, when we wake up, when we lie down, when we walk along the way, whether we're watching movies or playing sports or just watching a YouTube video, that we want to be a people that are bringing to bear what the Bible says, and call it whatever you want. In that moment, I think you are participating in or experiencing family. And hopefully if you're bringing to bear Christ, you're worshiping. You're participating in devotional, experience. So that's where we have gone. Now today, what I'd like to do, if you open up to the last section, did everyone get, I'll get a chance to give everybody a handout today. Remember, what we wanted to do is implement a plan for family worship. And so I'm not going to talk much. I'm going to read this opening story here, make one point, and then leave you alone for the rest of the time. And here's the plan. The plan is, I know you guys are busy. I know you have full schedules. And just thinking, you know, what would be the best use of our time? I think the best use of our time, you kind of know what to do, but it would be helpful, I think, for, you know, these 30 minutes or 40 minutes, we'll probably have like 35, for you just to plan next week a family worship schedule. And I've got a number of handouts there for you. If you look, then you turn the page there, have a family worship structure guide. You don't have to use this, but I was thinking that maybe we could just aim for 2 to 3 times to say, you know what, in this next week, I'm going to try to have family worship 2 to 3 times. And now, I know you guys all have different age children. Obviously, Floyd, you would have the oldest children, and I don't know who would be youngest. You guys are kind of in the same boat. So it would really be more geared toward, husband, wife. But just giving you guys an opportunity and gals to say, hey, let's just write out a plan for next week. Here we have all the materials. Anything that we want or need is going to be here. We can easily make a plan, and let's just make it, and that way we can just go through it and we can just do it. We don't have to do any work. It's already been done for us. And let's just take these 30, 40 minutes to kind of plan, arrange things, and maybe look at some of the passages, and we'll get to that in a second, and maybe work through some of those things. So that's my plan, is to basically give you guys time to be able to plan for yourself. So here I had Connie make, here's 20 copies of 20 different songs, very famous hymns, songs that we sing on a Sunday, as well. So this first one's Great is Thy Faithfulness. So for your song component, maybe you say, you know what, I want to take that one. We're going to sing that. Whether you play, if you're like Jason and you can play guitar, then maybe you play guitar, or you have your wife do it, or one of the kids do it, and you kind of do it with music. Or you just take it and you just, you know, just sing the chorus and do it together. So I have like 20 different copies here. Please take these. Take them home. If there's some left over, take them with you. So, I mean, just great resources to have. But if you could, just take three of them, you know, say, hey, I'd like to sing this song, and this song. And then make that, you know, just fill that in your song component. Day one, we're going to sing this song. Day two, this song. Day three, that song. So you don't have to look around when it comes time. You have it all just written down there. Scripture reading. So I have a number of scriptures there that are in your, I have seven different scripture readings. That, and again, you can choose whatever ones you want. If you want to have your own scripture reading, that's fine too. But I just thought it would be all there for you, that you could actually, if you turn toward the back where it says Bible stories. So the second one there is Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. We just did this as a family a couple days ago. And that's why that was kind of on my mind. But just to read those verses, and there's some questions there. Try to make them geared, you know, toward younger children. But remember, with those questions, want just to supply you with some questions. I know you guys are experts at this. You don't need any help. But just thought it would be a way to get started. And remember, those three questions at the end. What does this passage say about God? What things does God want us to know? And what does God want us to do? Those are three great questions that really apply to every single passage. And if you can train even your kids to be thinking along those lines, that'll be helpful. Even when they're reading, it'll help them engage with the story. So maybe you read and just say, hey, we're going to do Isaiah 6 through 8 on day one. We're going to do that story. Here's some questions. And during the time that I'm going to give you there, maybe you write down some other questions. You say, you know what, hey, maybe I'm going to ask, Mike's thinking, maybe I'm going to ask Jessica this question. You know, I'll see what she thinks. And maybe Jessica's going to write down, I'm going to ask Mike this question, see if I can stump him here, or something like that. And just go ahead and just write on that paper. That way you'll have it, and you'll just be able to turn to it. So if you wanted to as well, there's different catechism questions. I picked out like seven of them or so from the shorter catechism. And maybe that's a component of your family worship if you wanted to have. So in that first one, what's the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And then there's a couple questions there that you might, you know, ask, or kids might ask, you might kind of banter about. So if you wanted to include that, they're there for you to include. There's a benediction section at the end, just kind of typical benedictions that are used in services. That's the last page, you know, if you wanted to, you know, include that. Prayer requests, maybe things that you're praying for, you know, as a family. You can just go ahead and, hey, I'd really like to be praying for this during the week, and maybe just to remind yourself, you can just do that. But here's the thing, in these 30 minutes or so, you can take the time to get set for next week and really have nothing to do. So all you have to do is, hey, let's have family worship. Pull out your little folder here. Look at your little family worship structure guide. You know, you have your song, you have your Bible passage or whatever. You have some questions there. And you just do it. What I want to show you is, and I know you know this, and I want to say this. I want to be encouraging, not discouraging. I'm just that it's not that hard. Is what I'm saying, that you can do it. Everyone can do this. You don't have to be a Bible expert. You don't have to be a family worship guru. Sure, yours might not be as creative as somebody else's, but man, I just think that. Just doing something for a week and getting going and starting a habit would just be so beneficial. We're not going to read your passage just to give you more time, but that's from 1 Chronicles 28:9-20. And it's basically David's talking to Solomon, God's talking, and basically saying that, hey, this is what you're to do with the temple. This is how you're to build it. This is where you're to build it. These are the things that you're to include. In other words, there's a plan. God has a plan. He does this in Scripture over and over again. You remember with the building of the tabernacle in Exodus, you remember where it's kind of a strange occurrence. You see where God says in the latter half of the book of Exodus, where God says, do this, build it this way, you know, this many feet high, this many feet apart, da 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 da, and it's chapters and chapters of these directions. You know, and then there's a short portion, and then right after it, it's almost a repeat of everything that was said before. And it's like, what are you, it's more chapters of exactly what it said. But what do you think the purpose is? What do you think's going on there? Why the repeat? That what? Yeah, something even more specific. So God's saying, hey, do it this way, Moses, and do it this way, Israel. And then a kind of repeat of it. What's the point? And it basically says that Moses did it that way. He did it exactly according to plan. And that's the purpose. They say, well, this is what God said to do. And Moses saying, I did exactly, to the T what you said. And again, what's going on there? There's this plan that God has, and Moses has to carry it out. I think the same way for us with family worship. You might not be a planner. I know some people in here are. I know one person in this group is a planner, and that's going to really help their family a lot. Jessica's very much a planner, which is great. But when you have a plan, then you at least have an opportunity to execute it. You know, without a plan, it just makes it very difficult to reach a desired goal or to reach a desired end. And so that's what we want to do. What is your plan? So to be thinking of during these 30 minutes, hey, what is my plan for our family? What are some things that aren't on here that I'd like to incorporate, that I'd like to do? Just to be able to take some time to be able to do that and to plan. This is kind of like maybe Todd with his class, you know, kind of lesson plans. You know, kind of just thinking through, hey, this is what I'd really like to do during this week. This is what I'd like to accomplish during that time. Anything else, Todd, that you ask or question that would help maybe as folks are going through this, as you're like planning for any like key questions or key thoughts that help guide or keep you on track? Okay. Well, if you guys have any thoughts, then here's what I want to do. I want to be able to try to do this week, and I want to talk about it next week. So that's kind of the goal. So I want people to feel pressure. I got to do it. I only did it one time, or I didn't do it. Just come back anyway, even if you haven't done it. Don't feel like I can't come back. But I want to hear, because there's probably some good ideas and things that you thought of, and you know, maybe some questions that you might have that'll help all of us as a group. So that's what we're doing for the next 30 minutes. So no one will be out of their classes. So if you just want just to go and just have 30 minutes of free time, do that. But if you want to take the time to plan, do that too. Here are the songs. I'll just leave them on the music stand here.
Are there 20 copies of each song?
No, there's just 20 copies of different songs. I figured we'll just have to take like three a piece or something, and however many are left over.